Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Cold Chisel have announced a massive national outdoor tour and it kicks off in Perth on New Year's Eve in Fremantle. So if you don't have any New Year's Eve plans, book this one in. Then they head down south to Busselton before heading over east. The Blood Moon Tour's supporting acts are eye-wateringly good as well, boasting names like Paul Kelly, Birds of Tokyo and Jebediah.
I think I've just found out what I'm doing for New Year's.
These are going to sell out fast, Gunners, so the Cold Chisel pre-sale begins at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, October 16th, with tickets for the general public going on sale Monday, October 21st.
Maroon 5 have honoured late manager Jordan Feldstein with an emotional video for their single Memories. Feldstein, who was also Adam Levine's best friend and Jonah Hill's brother, died in 2017 at the age of 40.
This incredible guy came to me with this song, but it was definitely about what it was going to be about already, which is loss and experiencing and suffering loss, which all of us share that in common. I filled in the holes with the proper words that I thought would match the experience that I have been going through, and this is the best possible way to tribute him.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way, cause the dreams bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back.
Keep your eye out for the Sussex Royal Instagram page, cause Prince Harry has teased a collaboration with Ed Sheeran for World Mental Health Day. Ed rocked up at Frogmore Cottage with a camera crew, rings his doorbell, and then this happened.
Hey, mate. Do you mind if I bring the camera in?
Of course, yeah. Cool.
That so wasn't his doorbell. It put that in, surely.
Of course I have. It's God Save the Queen. It's hilarious. The video is coming soon.
80s child actor Corey Feldman has shut down rumours of a Goonies sequel.
What Goonies reunion? There ain't no damn Goonies reunion. No, that's the rumour, man. It's the rumour. But we did these, you know, a few Comic-Cons, just appearances together. But that was it. There's no campaign.
No Goonies sequel.
Good.
It was a great movie.
Was it?
Yes, it was. Moving on. Natalie Imbruglia has given birth to a healthy baby boy. The 44-year-old posted the announcement to her socials along with the caption, "Welcome to the world, Max Valentine Imbruglia. My heart is bursting." Aww.
It's a good thing she's in hospital then.
Speaking of hospital, Gunners, Miley Cyrus is there with tonsillitis and her beau of the moment, Cody Simpson, was at her side serenading her with love songs.
She's got... And I shouted the words in the first daylight, and the chorus words burst on into sight. Now I know that I'm her, whatever it's worth, by the rulers
in love. Wow, got a bit of a Jeff Buckley vibe there.
I can see why she likes him. Very talented.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali. 91.7
The Wave.